a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We'll go ahead and start the meeting. We'll call the South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee to order. Welcome everyone, as well as the internet listeners. We were just kind of holding up here a little bit in hopes that Senator Valley could make it. He wanted to be here, but we'll get started here. Remind everyone to please turn your cell phones off or put them on vibrate. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Senators Krebs?
Here.
Lucas?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Amdahl?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Ewing?
Here.
Valley? Six present?
Mm-hmm. Okay, has everyone, we've got a quorum. Has everyone had an opportunity to look the minutes over? If so, I would entertain some type of motion on that. Okay, we have a motion and a second for approval of the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, and if you're going to testify today, please remember to sign in. And if you have handouts, if you would give it to our page. At this time, we'll have our page come over and introduce herself and tell us what she's going to do with the rest of her life.
Hi, my name is Megan Rogers, and I'm from Del Rapids. The only solid plans that I have right now is that I'm going to work for a year full-time to save up money, and after that I'm going to finalize my decisions.
All right, good for you. Thank you. And we've got a class here with us today. If someone would take the opportunity to let us know where you're from. And okay, welcome. Okay, at this time we will take up consideration of House Bill 1080. Title includes certain speeding offenses in the point system for traffic violations for the purposes of driver license records. And at this time, we will take those the proponents for Senate Bill or House Bill 1080. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. Senator Craig Teason, District 34, Rapid City. I'm going to let Representative Hickey do most of the presentation here this morning. He's well versed in this, having gone a couple of rounds at least over in the House on this issue. But as you know, I'm a retired law enforcement officer, and I can remember, I remember the time when speeding was assessed points against your license like all other moving violations, and it, I'll call it political intrigue in peer, and the speeding came off the point system. And I wondered at the time, gee, that really seems odd, because it is the, driving offense that is most commonly ticketed by law enforcement officers. It's the most observed and penalized offense. And it is, and more importantly, it's the most common violation that causes accidents by a big margin. And so I thought, well, that seems kind of unusual that we would not assess points on speeding tickets, but we would on failure to yield or stop sign violation or driving on the wrong side of the road or drunk driving or whatever. Hence when Representative Hickey came to me, I agreed to co-sponsor this bill because I believe that speeding is just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than other moving violations, and I think it's only fair that we count that toward a possible license suspension. And I'm sure that Representative Hickey will go into greater detail, but let me first of all give you my little understanding of how our driver's license system works. We all have a driver's license history on file with the Department of Public Safety. That's available to our insurance carriers. If we'll sign a waiver so they can check our driving record when they agree to issue us insurance, and it has a list of all our driving violations on it. Some of us have a short list, and others have a little bit longer list. And so that process is already in place. There was some discussion, I think, on the other side about the fact we'd have to create this whole new system to keep track of it. Well, nothing be further from the truth. We have already a point system that's in place. It's done automatically with a computer system. It just doesn't, because we've removed it, it just doesn't include speeding violations. And the other thing, and again, I presume that Representative Hickey will give you greater detail, but I know from my own experience that it takes a lot of speeding tickets to make you susceptible to a suspension. This is not I get caught once or twice or three times driving a little over the speed limit, and all of a sudden my driver's license is going to be suspended. The only possible suspensions will come if there is very repeated violations of our speeding laws. And frankly, as I said, I think that's a serious safety issue, and the people that drive like that ought not to be able to just sort of, you know, buy their way out of a possible license suspension. Right now, you know, if you get 100 tickets for speeding, if you got enough money to pay 100 tickets, you can keep driving like that without worrying about getting a suspension. And frankly, that's an unsafe practice. And I would urge you to listen to the rest of the testimony and then allow speeding to be brought back into the point system so that those repeated violators can be subject to a suspension just like folks that violate the other moving traffic violations that we have in the state. Thank you, Mr. Chairs.
Thank you. Further testimony in favor of House Bill 1080. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I am Representative Steve Hickey from Sioux Falls, District 9, and I bring you 1080, which puts speeding back on the point system, as Senator Teason has already testified to. Putting speeding back on the point system as it was prior to 1986. And so I don't know if we have pages, but I do have a handout. Yes. This will graphically show you the history of this. Oops, I need one too, excuse me. thank you. I'll wait a moment for them to pass this out. Very good. History of this issue in our state. From the period of 1974, as you see on the timeline, to 1996, speeding statutes were suspended in our state to comply with a National Energy Conservation Program and the Emergency Highway Energy Conservation Act. We all remember driving 55, that familiar picture. You all lived it and saw it too. Because 55 was difficult to drive here, and in many states, in 1986, speeding was specifically excluded from the point system, and I would say justifiably. In 1996, when the speed limit statute suspension lifted nationwide, and our speed limits were raised from 55 to 75 on the interstate, from 55 to 65 on our county roads, speeding was not put back on the point system at that time. The only moving violation left off. And for the last 27 years, if you do the math, speeding is the only one. You can see on the bill, if you have it before you, every other offense costs you points, and it's bizarre. Many citizens have commented to me that you can lose your driver's license for going too slow, but for not for going too fast. A law enforcement leader in our state recently remarked to me that they joke about we ought to put signs at our interstates coming into our state that say drive as fast as you can afford. And, you know, they chuckle when they make that comment, but the fact is it's not funny. When things go wrong with that type of mentality, and fines have proven not to be a deterrent to slow down our most wanton speeders. The Mitchell paper, which I've put a different article on the back, as they are repeatedly writing articles in favor of this bill, says at best our current system is a class-based privilege. At worst, it allows our worst drivers more opportunities to kill and maim our family members. Speeding was the main contributing factor to 2,474 crashes last year, and it was the main contributing factor to 30 fatalities. The data on that is a year old on South Dakota roads. Some interesting comparisons. For every DUI which is issued, it's estimated a person drives intoxicated 100 times. It's probably similar to how many times a person would speed before they get caught. Another interesting factoid is that for every speeding ticket you get, your chances of being involved in a traffic accident rise by 100%. That means some of our habitual speeders, people getting 10, 20, 30 tickets a year, are 2,000 to 3,000% more likely to get in an accident than somebody who gets 1, 2, and 3 speeding tickets a year. I have 3 kids on the road. Youngest is 19. The state has a duty to revoke the driving privilege for those who persist in driving dangerously and putting our family members at risk. Now, this came out of the House after it was defeated in the Transportation Committee because I was asked a question that I was not able to answer, and the Department of Public Safety took 3 weeks or more to produce data that was difficult to collect because it was specific. And if I'd had the answer to this question, the House Transportation Committee would have shifted, because when the data was produced, they softened on the issue. And I encourage you to make data-based policy decisions. We come here, and I don't mean to lecture you. Most of you have more experience here than I do. But we make decisions based on our knowledge, our philosophy, our background, some of the facts that we have. But we also sometimes make decisions based on our emotions. We shouldn't make decisions based on being angry, but I'll just tell you how I am. I'm obstinate. I'm stubborn. Sometimes self-interest plays a part in this. And when I talk to other legislators about this, this comes up. Well, I don't, you know, I like to speed, or, you know, I'm a lead foot. And I just flat out say, so this is about you, because I'd rather my kid have a grandfather who was killed in Hutchinson County with a repeated habitual speeder in the most violent death that one can imagine. And I don't mean to manipulate your emotions on that, but I would ask you to make a fact-based policy decision today. And we have new data. We just ran some bills through that came out of the Senate as well, but I dealt with them yesterday in our Senate Transportation Committee on the Teen Driving Task Force, and we made data decisions. We know that when compared to 6 neighboring states, the teenage motor vehicle accident mortality rate in South Dakota is 37% higher. 37%. And so that was shocking enough that when we care about our kids, we formed a whole task force. They went to work on this for 9 months. The data I have shows you that we have 116.4% higher fatality rate than Minnesota, where they have the most stringent point system in the surrounding states. And the data shows that the more stringent the point system is, the fatality rate drops dramatically. And you can see those surrounding states, Nebraska, Minnesota, 3 tickets in a year of any sort, you lose your license. Commerce hasn't stopped there. People, you know, aren't, you know, in major crisis about how to get to their job. They know. They slow down. It changes the culture. In Nebraska, it's 12 speeding ticket points per year, and you get a suspension. So that's a little more relaxed. Iowa's even a little more relaxed. It's 6 speeding tickets of any sort in 1 year, and you get a suspension. North Dakota has 12 speeding ticket points in 1 year, not 2 years, different from Nebraska. And we have no point system except for, you know, we have a point system, but it excludes speeding, as you know. And then Wyoming has no point system at all. And so the data clearly shows that that the more stringent the point system, the more fatalities we spare. Rarely in this legislature do we get a chance to make a policy decision that will, based on data, save 1, 2, 3, 4 families a year from a guy like me who's been a chaplain in Sioux Falls Police Department for a number of years, knocking on their door. And sometimes my pager's gone off 1, 2, 3 times a week. I'm on a hiatus now that I'm in the legislature. But delivering news to a family member, can I come in and can I sit down with you? And are you the mom of? And then the most devastating news that you'll ever hear, you have the ability to maybe spare 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 families of that based on data. And so I'd ask you to consider that data. At some point, we can't call some of these things accidents because they become the product of our carefully thought out decisions. And we can make a good decision today. I hope that you will consider this a good decision. For some numbers, I know those are important. South Dakota has approximately 602,000 drivers that are licensed. Roughly, we give out about 38,000 tickets last year, resulting in $3 million in fines. That calculates to one ticket per every 17 drivers. But here's the thing. 500 drivers are responsible for 5,000 of those tickets. That means the rest of the 599,500 drivers are responsible for that remaining ticket number. Here's an important piece of information that hopefully will cause you, if you've opposed this, to relax. This bill strategically only affects the most wanton speeders. And let me give you three zeros and an eight. 0.0008% of those 602,000 drivers are at risk of losing their license if this bill passes. You can still get 15 one-point tickets a year and not lose your license. That is really relaxed compared to any other state around us, and I've shown you what those states are. This bill only targets those who are getting 15, 20, 30 tickets a year. But here, it will only affect these people. It's not retroactive. It will only affect them if they ignore it and continue to drive dangerously without regard to anyone else on the road. The purpose of this bill is not to suspend licenses. I hope we suspend zero. Just like with the texting ban in Sioux Falls, they're not arresting people, but I've stopped texting, and it has that effect. I don't want to suspend licenses. I want to slow people down. 5 miles an hour can make a ton of difference in reaction time, and you've studied the transportation issues on other things, and you know that. And speeding is a serious impairment to the control of a motor vehicle. It's not rocket science. You want to not get a ticket, you slow down. But for the state, the number one way to reduce these accidents and fatalities is the possibility of license revocation. It's not proven a deterrent to just fine them. Now, the Department of Public Safety did a program last summer. You'll all recall it was called 100 Days of Heat, and it focused on three B's: brakes, belts, and booze. Brakes, or cracking down on speed, was their first and primary issue of the emphasis 100 Days of Heat, and HB 1080 complements and continues that initiative. In the Capital Journal yesterday, a person in the Department of Public Safety made a comment about drunk driving and speeding, the two causes, leading causes of collisions, and law enforcement is now cracking down on dangerous driving. While collision numbers predictably cluster around population centers and fatalities are distributed, the fatalities are distributed all over the state. Young male drivers in rural areas especially have led to what Axtell termed as the statewide randomness of dangerous driving. And so you have children, or you have nieces and nephews or grandchildren, and you know this is it's really about them. The fiscal commercial drivers not affected by this bill. They're not going to oppose it today. They're held to a much higher standard. You get a couple tickets if you're a truck driver, you lose your job. This isn't going to affect insurance rates because insurance companies have their own systems and points. I don't know how a person pays for insurance, but they pay high risk insurance with these tickets that they're getting, but it doesn't affect those rates. The insurance companies aren't here. The fact that the fiscal impact, let me say something about that because money makes a difference. Let me quote the Department of Public Safety. The fiscal impact on this is negligible, minimal, taking into account software upgrade, supplies, and personnel, around $1,000. That figure is fairly small, and we could readily absorb it into our existing budget. Now, a few people have expressed concern that we need citations to help pay for things in South Dakota. It's a fiscal issue, and that figure is actually unknown. How many less dollars we'll have if people slow down? Nobody can guess. But let me just say, taxation by citation is not good public policy, and it's not the reason we give speeding tickets. This bill will produce no additional FTEs, no additional administrative work after they do the software. We already enter in every single ticket, and the computer calculates whether it's a point driver or not, and this is nothing to their system. I need to quit, but there's a driver in one of our districts who has 31 speeding tickets last year. 31. And as you give consideration to your vote on this bill, I would say, especially if you're inclined to say no, I'd ask you for a moment to think about what we will say in the legislature to the media, because they find out within a day on some of these accidents, the person's driving record. We just had two horrific accidents in Sioux Falls, and that stuff, that person's driving record's in the news within 24 hours. What will we say to the media next time this year if the guy who got 31 tickets hits a carload of kids and kills them all, perhaps one of our grandchildren? God forbid he hits the guy with 31 tickets hits a carload of kids. But the point is, at that point, there'll be public pressure on us. Why didn't we do anything about it? And this bill will be a lot easier to pass after that happens. And a lot of people gripe about reactionary legislation. You know, if something bad happens, we all run up here and write 50 bills to fix it. This is the opposite of that. This is coming to you long before anyone dies in the horrific way with these high tickets, and it's proactive in identifying and reforming people who are a threat to public safety. And so, I have belabored this long enough, but I think this is the first time the data has been presented to the Senate committee, and I appreciate, you know, especially with one bill today, maybe I took a little more allowance than typical. But I do appreciate all of you, and I think the Transportation Committee and the House and the Senate rock. And so I consider you all friends, and I hope that you'll consider the data today, and let's move this bill to the Senate floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1080. Further proponents. Senator Thiessen, did you have something that...
I have to leave for another bill, and I don't have any questions that I could answer that somebody else can't. I'd be willing to do that before I leave, at your discretion.
Senator Amdahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator, I'm wondering, wouldn't this, we'll say, these number of tickets that people are getting, wouldn't that be covered under reckless driving, or should we increase our reckless driving instead of doing this reckless driving fine? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Know that the officer determines at the scene what the crime is, and I guess the way to answer that is that a history of 6 speeding tickets in the last month does not meet the criteria of reckless driving. It's not cumulative as far as that's concerned. The officer is going to cite the incident violation and is not going to cite the past behavior.
Follow up, go ahead.
Well, aren't we kind of going down the wrong road here? Shouldn't we strengthen our reckless driving law to include this?
Senator?
Thank you. I'm not aware of any statute that allows you to accumulate past behavior to make a current charge. I think what could happen is that if one of these cases happened to get in front of a judge, rather than just the standard set fines, a judge could see the record and say, "Wow, you got a bad record. Therefore, I'm going to maximize the fine for the fine for speeding." But I don't think that we can take something that you did in January and something you did in February and something you did in March and accumulate that and charge a crime. Does that help?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This may be for you, Senator Thiessen. Do you know the comparison as far as tickets, prices, and costs of tickets comparable to other states? So South Dakota's average and comparing it to other states.
Go ahead.
I only have anecdotal evidence. I have relatives that live in states that pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for speeding tickets, so I know that in comparison to those, we're a bargain. There may be states that are that are the other way as well. So I have only that anecdotal evidence.
Follow-up?
Go ahead.
And my question is that's where I'm going with that, is that do you feel that the cost of a ticket may be part of a deterrent? So not just the point system that we're talking about, is that, say, let's compare, you know, comparatively, you look at North Dakota, yes, have they, you know, declined the actual fatality rate for vehicle miles traveled? If you say VMT, vehicle miles traveled equals the number of fatalities is decreased, but may a portion of that be, such as the cost of an actual ticket, be part of that deterrent? As you have just said, exorbitantly higher than...
Go ahead, Senator.
Yeah, I guess, again, it's with anecdotal evidence. It's hard for me to really comment on that. I do know that, of course, our fines our speeding is a Class 2 misdemeanor. Our fine schedule is actually set by the court. The judicial system sets a fine schedule every year. They kind of, you know, bump it up according to inflation and whatever they, you know, whatever they think the factors are that should be. So they have a preset fine rate. It's up to them to do that. Beyond that, I guess I can't comment on, at some point, really, really, really high fines. Yeah, has an effect. Thank you.
I have a couple questions. One, is this the same point system that we had back prior to 1986, or is it more lenient, or the same, or tougher?
I think it's the same, but Representative Hickey will need to verify okay. that for you.
And my second question is, out-of-state people, if I have a driver's license from Montana and I come through here and I'm speeding, does it affect any point system that affects his driver's license, or how do all the out-of-staters are affected by this?
States have interstate compacts, Mr. Chair, and so we report to each other people's violations. So if you're from Montana and you get a speeding ticket in South Dakota, South Dakota forwards that information to Montana. They take it into account on, you know, whatever rules they have in effect. Likewise, if we have, well, we do have a point system for, say, red lights. If you run a red light in Omaha, Nebraska, that circles back to South Dakota, which puts it on your South Dakota record.
So if I'm speeding in Nebraska, it's not going to go on my point system here because we don't have a point system. Would that be correct? And if we do have a point system, then my speeding in Omaha could go on my point system. Would that be correct?
We have interstate compacts, and we share that information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions for the Senator? Thank you.
We're going to go to further proponents, and then we'll continue with questions. Further proponents of House Bill 1080. Further proponents of House Bill 1080. Last call for proponents of House Bill 1080. We'll move to opponents of House Bill 1080. Opponents of House Bill 1080. Last call for opponents of House Bill 1080. At this point, we'll move to questions. If there are any questions, you're it, Representative Vicki, because your compadre has abandoned you. Questions by the committee. Senator Monroe.
Thank you. Representative Hickey, I'm on your side with the speeding because I can't stand speeding. The only problem with the bill, I understand it's for these chronic speeders that speed all the time and they're dangerous on the road, but we're roping every human being in with this bill here. And I can only think of myself as an example, cruise control 55 miles an hour on a 55 mile an hour speed limit. And I come rolling up over a hill up north here and just enjoying life. The car accelerates to 61. Lights go on. I don't speed. I can't stand speeders. I thank the police every day for being on that highway and catching them. But then this ropes me into a point on my license, and the insurance goes up if they so choose. I do believe this will have an effect on insurance. Can you explain that? Mm-hmm. Why we're not just going after the people that are the danger?
Very good.
Representative Hickey.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Thank you, Senator. And these are great questions, and we've been talking about them and asking them. You know, I know you just gave an illustration, but in technicality, it's an interesting point. 6 miles an hour over is a grace period here, and so I don't think you'd get one point you know, it has to start, well, I guess six would be, but anyway, I'll make the point that from six up, we didn't, there's a grace period for 1 to 5 over, and it's 1 point, for the whole year, and it resets in 12 months. We've talked about, and it's been, commented on, you know, are there other ways to do this? We talk about what we want to do here is shut these dangerous guys down and also to create a climate where we're all watching our speed because speed's a factor. We talked about creating a category called dangerous driver. Maybe somebody gets 10 tickets. After 10 tickets, boom, you get a teenager's license again, a restricted permit, or you have your picture in the paper like we do with, you know, we have tax evaders on the state website. We have deadbeat dads, you know, and I thought, well, maybe we'll use a little public pressure. We've talked about a variety of things here. We talked about additional fines to get the guys who are going really fast. In every situation, we found out that those guys don't mind paying $500. It's not stopping them. In that, if we make the higher fines kick in at your third ticket in a year, your fifth ticket in a year, that is hurting the little guy who gets a ticket every other month or something like that, who then all of a sudden he's got to pay fines he can't pay. We don't want to hurt the average guy. The other states are doing point systems instead of, you know, tiered fines for more tickets, because this is seemingly the most fair across the whole board to identify the problem. We've kicked it way back, takes 15 1-point tickets a year to lose your license. That's really lax. And so, in answer to an additional question, this is exactly as it was in 1986. You might recall last year, if you were here, I ran a speeding point system bill, and I not only tried to reinstate the 1986 point system, I tried to make it more stringent. So from 15 points a year, I tried to bring it down to 12. And it missed the House floor vote by 6 votes. And across the board, some of the people who were with me said no on making it more stringent. So this year, kinder, friendlier version is before you, and hope you feel the love. It's thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Rondo. I noticed in your statistics you singled out speeding, but isn't usually a speeding, it's just a relative factor. You've got overdriving the conditions, you have driving under the influence, distraction, you want to call texting. So to single out speeding out of this, I'm kind of wondering how this, without the other factors, are taken into consideration.
Mm-hmm. Representative Hickey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator. As I understand how we produce this data, we've gone after speeding as the main contributing factor. And so I would think with a variety of accidents, there's, you know, a few things going on there. But that 5 miles an hour would have stopped this whole thing. It makes all the difference in the world. So when speeding's the main contributing factor, that's how it shows up on here as a contributor. And I point out that these 116% more fatalities here, that's fatalities. The accident rate goes up too. We had an accident, just horrific accident in Sioux Falls, related to speeding, where a guy just creamed a family of four. And as I understand it, the wife is with her broken back, possibility of not walking again. So we're not just talking about fatalities. We're talking about, you know, somebody who just wants to get someplace faster, really messing up somebody's life. And I don't know if there's a magic policy to fix the problem, but this is working in other states. And so that's why I've shown you the various states.
Follow up, Senator Armdahl.
Well, I guess the accidents you cited, I think that's reckless driving, and I really think we're kind of going about this the wrong way. I think we need to strengthen our reckless driving laws for official people that are getting tickets. And, you know, we have, I guess that's kind of my question is, wouldn't that help alleviate this thing?
Representative Hickey.
Thank you. I don't know if I have a precise answer to your question. We've talked about the reckless driving or creating a different category for a dangerous driver and having a specific charge given to those people. What's the magic number of tickets? I'm not sure. I use the example in Sioux Falls. I understand there was reckless driving there, but I just use the example how an accident can instantly hurt you know, and not just kill somebody. So that may not have been a fair comparable. So we've talked about, you know, different ways to change this to only affect the reckless driver. But the reality is, when a guy gets 30 tickets in a year, the cops aren't charging him with reckless driving. Like Senator Teason said, they are charging him with speeding again and again and again. I don't know how to change what they're writing, but they're not charging them with something greater.
Mm-hmm. Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Hickey, someone can get a work permit to drive from the court if they make their case that they need to drive for their employment to keep food on the table. I believe that's allowed in 32.12.49.4. Was that brought up on the House testimony on the House side?
Mr. Chair?
Please.
Thank you, Senator Lucas. And a great, great question, and I'm surprised it didn't come out in my initial presentation, which was already too long. Yes, it did come out in the House floor, and yes, you can, as with any of these other points, DUI, you can go before the judge and say mercy and get a work permit. A case was made in the House committee that sometimes the judge doesn't grant that. And all of a sudden, an amazing thing happened in the House committee. All the compassion shifted off the guy who's, you know, excuse me, driving like a bat out of hell. He doesn't care about anybody else on the road. All of a sudden, we care about him. 31 tickets. Frankly, our empathy is misplaced if we're worried about the difficulty of him getting a work permit. But yes, you can get a work permit, and people do get work permits. And so, I lost my license when I was 16 years old, and I had to ride to school with my girlfriend, and it changed my behavior, and it was good for me. And we're not talking about, you know, something that is too punitive. We're trying to reform behavior, and I hope that this is good.
Follow up, Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I wish I would have thought of that when I was in high school, so I could have rode to school with my girlfriend, you know. I bet you had that planned.
Further questions by the committee? I have a couple here real quick. Mm-hmm. You went through those numbers. You said there's 38,000 tickets that were issued, $3 million in fines, and then I couldn't pick up the rest, where mm-hmm. you said how many people get the majority of the tickets. You had some statistic there, and I wanted to get that. You said there are so many people that get a majority of the tickets. Out of that 38,000 tickets, there was some number that got a good chunk of them.
Okay. 38,000 tickets, 3 million in fines, one ticket for every 17 drivers, 500 drivers responsible for over 5,000 of those tickets.
Okay, so 500
drivers.
500 drivers got 5,000 tickets. So they each the average of 10 apiece then for those 500. Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Yeah.
If there are no further questions, we'll close it to public testimony and open it up for committee.
Just a few comments. I've been struggling with this bill since I saw it. I didn't agree with it back when it was in there. And I certainly, with all due respect, Representative Hickey, I do see where the intent of this bill is headed. But Senator Monroe brought up a good point. This does throw everybody into that pool. And I think there could be other ways to probably cure some of these problems. Therefore, today I'm not going to be able to support the point system.
Senator Otten, I think you were motion first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I started out on the floor, even walking up today, going absolutely, I had no clue where I was going with this. Coming up the steps, I was more on the no side. If I can digress a second, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
One of my big beefs when we got into the texting ban was that there's always, I mean, here somebody gets hurt, a death, and there was other factors involved. And one of my first things I always went back to is speed, careless driving. And so now here I sit with something that might be able to address that. And I am sitting here perplexed.
Senator Umdahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we're going about this wrong. We have a method that we can strengthen our
Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move do pass.
Senator Lucas has moved do pass on House Bill
1080.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Krebs. Discussion on that motion, Senator Lucas.
Well, committee people, I do believe this bill needs to go to the floor for discussion. You know, you look at how hard the representative's worked on this and how much support he's garnered, basically going uphill from the beginning on this issue. For some reason, you know, people think it's okay if they speed, but it's not if other, but it's not for other people to speed. The statistics here are quite impressive, that speeding does cause injuries and fatalities. There's a high correlation to that. Driving is not a right. You know, you don't, it's not a constitutional right. It's a privilege, and some people abuse that. It's not like they're going to take their license away forever. You know, 60 days the first time. It's kind of a wake-up call, you know, maybe to slow down a little bit. I do think the vehicles today are safer as far as controlling the speed. I question any vehicle that would speed up 6 miles an hour going down a hill if you have it in cruise control. I don't believe that happens. Maybe if you take it out of gear, if you can do that and put it in neutral, you might pick up speed coasting. But for most cases, if they're in cruise control, they'll pick up a little bit, but it kind of governors back to maybe 2 or 3 miles an hour at most going down a hill. But the same token, if there's a sign there that says a steep grade, you know, 8% downhill, you know, you might want to have your foot close to the brake, I guess. You know, it's kind of common sense, and those are things you're supposed to learn about when you take your driver's exam and get a driver's license. You know, this, you know, people that are doing this, you know, like shockingly, you know, 20, 30 speeding tickets in a year, you know, they can ride a bicycle. They can take public transit. I don't care, but I don't think we need to keep them out there and just let them continue to speed. And you know, maybe they're independently wealthy and paying the ticket, or and maybe their insurance isn't a factor for them. You know, they don't care what it costs, or maybe they don't buy insurance. I say let's slap their hands a little bit and tell them to drive slower.
Further comments on that motion? Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I seconded that motion just to keep the, you know, conversation moving, especially procedurally. Obviously, this was a do-pass motion, so this would be final action. And so what I'm trying to do is, of course, precipitate. That doesn't necessarily mean which way I'm going to vote. That doesn't necessarily mean which I'll be supporting. But if you look at the history of this bill, I think it's kind of interesting how you had two proponents come up here, and we had no opponents to this bill. There is no Department of Public Safety, even in the room. And so it's an interesting, when you look at the actual process, I can't remember a time when we've had such a deferral on the committee and transportation on the House side, and then it's a reconsideration of the due pass. It failed, but then it got out without a recommendation, and then it got to the floor. So one, two, three, four, five, about five procedural moves in the House alone. And, you know, and here is, there's no opponents to this bill. So this really boils down, I think, a lot of times to, you know, personal opinions or even probably personal relations, maybe having been directly or indirectly impacted by a situation like this. So I'm just commenting on a procedural side of it that it's, I think it's been an interesting process to watch. In my 9 years of serving, I can't remember of having a bill have this much activity. That's all I'm going to say, Mr. Chair. Did that give any ideas of which way I'm going to vote?
No. All right. Further comments on the motion? Seeing none, the chair is not going to have many comments. I do believe, it's probably not a proper way to say it, but its past has been sorted a little bit. It did, and it was a close vote in the House. I think it's interesting that the Department of Public Safety is not here. They didn't enter negative testimony, but they didn't also come here and rattle the cage. The same thing with the insurance industry. They were not here saying, golly, we need this so we can tell who the bad drivers are. Maybe there's a reason they didn't want to testify. But I find it interesting that, as did Senator Krebs. So, at any rate, from that, if there are no further comments, we are taking final, could be final action. We're taking a vote on House Bill 1080. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Krebs?
Pass.
Aye.
Lucas? Monroe?
No.
Amdahl?
No.
Otten?
No.
Ewing?
No.
Valley.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Three ayes and four noes.
House Bill 1080 has not received sufficient votes for a two-pass motion. It got a 3-4 vote. Senator Krebs. Okay, Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move we send House Bill 1080 to floor with no recommendation.
There's a motion by Senator Lucas to send it down to the floor with no recommendation. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, substitute motion.
Senator Monroe.
Mr. Chair, would a second be in order and comments first?
Was there a second?
Second.
Senator Krebs, second. So now we have discussion on Senator Lucas's motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, simply, we can kill this bill, but it more than likely will be smoked to the floor. So let's do the right thing, show some courtesy to the prime sponsor, have it to the floor, and see if we do have 18 senators willing to support this to get it calendared.
Further comments on that motion? Senator Monroe.
I think let's do the right thing is a relative statement. I think the right thing is to 41st it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So your motion is the 41st?
Well, apparently we have to. I would like to give a substitute motion, yes, 41st day if we're done with discussion.
Motion by Senator Monroe, second by Senator Ewing to send it to the 41st day as a substitute motion. Comments on that motion? Senator Amdahl? Okay, we're on the substitute motion to send this to the 41st day. Those in favor of sending it to the 41st day say aye. Those opposed say nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Krebs?
No.
Lucas?
No.
Monroe?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
No.
Ewing?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Four ayes, three nays.
So goes the 41st day. Correct? Okay, Secretary, we are at four in favor of the 41st day, three opposed. House Bill 1080 goes to the 41st day. Further Anything further for the committee? We will meet next week, look at what we will have for a time. I want people to be thinking about ideas you may have for a summer task force. Also, we're going to have a short discussion. I may ask the secretary to come and just give us a briefing on where we are on transportation, and I've tasked him with giving us a sheet of information so that when, and we're going to distribute that to all senators so that when people ask questions, they have the answer. So when someone says, where does my license plate money go? Where does my fuel revenue goal, so that we have an idea, and we've got those facts and figures, and I'm going to task someone also to have it, have the ability that you can put that into your cell phone. I put it under my notes category, so when I'm someplace and I don't remember the number, I can look it up quick. So with that, if I don't hear any other comments from the committee, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment. Moved by Senator Ewing for adjournment, seconded by Senator Otten. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned.